Hello everyone, we are
Aroa,
Marta
and Marcos with Madeline, and we are gonna do a podcast about music. We will discuss very different topics. Did you know that listening to music made your heart beat, copying the rhythm of the song? And that when you listen to rock or metal, your physical endurance increased to a 15%? Did you know that in 1969 there was a festival called Woodstock, which was so crowded that inside the festival 3 people died and 2 babies were born?
People with Alzheimer is capable of remembering melodies because the music is safe in a different area of the brain than the memories. Did you know that there are a group of many musicians that die when they are 27? Artists like Jimi Hendrix, Amy Winehouse or Kurt Cobain of Nirvana die at the age, and there are many legends why that happens.
And did you know that the first guitarist of blues and the man that after revolutionized the music was accused of sold his soul to the devil because he played so well? And that songs like River Deep or Mountain High or Tina Turner are used to scare birds in the airport.
Now we will ask Madeline questions about music and concerts in the United States. The first question is, do you know any band or musician from your state?
From the state of Minnesota, where I went to school, there are many bands and artists that I know, including Prince, Lizzo, Hippocampus, and Yam House. There are also many bands that talk about where they're from in their music and come back to their state to play in concerts.
What is the typical music of your country or state?
You can find all different types of music in the United States. Pop, rap, and hip-hop are the most popular music for younger people, but older people like to listen to rock.
How are the festivals there?
There are many festivals. The festivals are centered around a genre of music and are most popular during the summer. Most festivals last about 4 days, and Lollapalooza is a 4-day festival of hip-hop, rock, and pop music in Chicago. People from all over the world come to Chicago to see this festival. One of my favorite festivals is called Country Thunder, which is a festival in Wisconsin. It's about country music, and it's 4 days as well.
There's a musical named Chicago. Is that related with the state? Do you know it?
Yes, I'm very familiar with the musical Chicago. It is very popular, but unfortunately, I haven't seen it on Broadway. It is actually based on a true crime and criminals that represent the city during the time of the 1920s.
It's common to see musicians in the street.
It is common to see people playing instruments or singing in the streets, especially in Chicago or New York. But the most heavily musician-populated cities are places like New York, Nashville, Hollywood, because that's where people go to get famous as musicians.
What is your favorite musician or band and type of music?
My favorite musician is Noah Kahan. He plays indie pop, and he's from the East Coast of the United States.
In the USA, born styles like the blues, the jazz, or the rock and roll. Nowadays, is there places to play that type of music? Is it still being important?
Yes, blues, jazz, and rock are still played today, and it is very important in the United States. The most popular place to find these types of music is where they originated from. Blues and jazz originated from the south of the United States in New Orleans, Louisiana. Rock originated from Memphis, Tennessee, but you can hear this music all over the United States. Now let's dive into some questions about music and concerts in Spain. What is the most popular type of music?
Currently, the most listened music is reggaeton, with artists like Mike Towers or Bad Gyal. You can listen it in radio, or this type of music is catchy. It means that if you hear it, you can stop singing and dance it.
Also, there is public for different types of music, and sometimes it depends on the age of the people. For example, teenagers don't usually listen to traditional Spanish music. People usually like pop, rock, jazz, etc. Finally, traditional and folkloric music is listened mainly by elders, for example, jota, pasodoble, copla, etc.
Who is the most popular singer from the United States in Spain?
The most listening artist of the United States in Spain is Taylor Swift. In her last concert, more than 65,000 people attended. It was celebrated in Madrid, in Santiago Bernabéu, and the average price for a concert ticket, it was 118 euros.
Do you go to festivals? How do they work?
Around me went to many festivals. Here in La Solana, there's one festival in summer called Oasis. The concerts are celebrated in a piece of land without houses or monuments, and people normally come there. Usually lasts 3 days, and more or less all the festivals work like that. There are many very famous festivals of different types of music, like Viña Rock or Medusa Festival.
How is classical Spanish music a part of holidays?
In Christmas, there are a type of music called villancicos, in English Christmas carols. Those topics are related to religious stories and extents of Christianity.
What music do you listen to the most?
The music that I listen the most is rock and jazz.
My favorite type of music is rock too. And the music that I listen the most is pop music.
Do you listen to the same type of music as your parents?
Yes, I listen to the same music as my parents.
Sometimes I listen to the same music as my parents, unless it's pop.
I listen to the same music as my parents because they expose me to the music they listen to.
We have arrived at the end of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed and thank you for your attention.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign.